This is Ted Kennedy. The World Summit for Children has focused new attention on the plight of suffering children, including millions in the United States. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, last month, the leaders of 71 countries came together for an historic conference at the United Nations on the plight of the world's children. A distressing picture emerged of poverty, violence, and disease. Often we treat these conditions as tragedies facing other nations, but the numbers don't lie. America, too, is neglecting millions of its children. In infant mortality, the United States is a third world nation. An American baby is less likely to be immunized against polio than an infant in Botswana. Black children in the United States have more chance of dying in their first year of life than children in dozens of other nations. The World Summit for Children was a success in two ways, Al. It renewed our commitment to aid suffering children throughout the world, and it helped us see the problem in our own backyard.
Ted, it's true. Just because we live in the most advanced nation on Earth sure doesn't mean we have all the answers, especially when it comes to children and solving the problems of infant mortality and immunization. We can only hope and pray to conquer those obstacles by involving every possible person in every nation on the globe. Even your own state of Massachusetts has counties with higher infant mortality rates than Bulgaria and the Soviet Union, but the reasons are dramatically different. Bulgaria doesn't have the problem with crack babies that your state has, and Massachusetts isn't threatened by diseased pond water the way many Asian nations are. So we can't compare. And when we begin to realize that each community has a very unique set of circumstances that threaten its children, then finally we might discover the solutions which will work. Ted, helping children survive is everyone's responsibility, yours and mine. Let's all help. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the success of Women, Infants, and Children's program. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.